Well, today on this Saturday, we especially honor our Blessed Mother. Saturdays are a day in which we honor Our Lady because it was Our Lady's day of faith between the crucifixion of Jesus on Good Friday and the resurrection of the Lord on Easter Sunday. There was one person who had faith, and that was our Blessed Mother. So Saturdays are always Mary's day of faith, in which we remember that she alone believed that her son Jesus Christ would rise from the dead on Easter morning. And so today we honor our Blessed Mother. In fact, today's reading, as short as it is, does talk about our Blessed Mother. It's from Luke chapter 11, verse 27. It's only a few sentences. The Lord is preaching, he's speaking to a big crowd, and some anonymous woman from the crowd, filled with great praise of God and great joy, perhaps also some envy and a little jealousy in there too, perhaps, says, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast at which you nursed." So you could think of this woman who, of course, all the Jewish women, any of them would have loved to be the mother of the Messiah. That would have been the dream of any young Jewish girl, that she would be the one to be the mother of the Jewish Messiah. They've been waiting for that for thousands of years. And so this woman, anonymously, what woman speaks out in a loud voice, "How blessed must that woman be who carried you in her womb for 9 months?" And of course, this is very similar to the prayer of the Hail Mary. "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." For 9 months, Mary was the living tabernacle of God. For 9 months, Mary was the loving chalice who contained the precious blood within her. Mary was the living ciborium who held within her womb for 9 months the body of Christ within her womb. Mary is the beautiful tabernacle of God. And so this woman is praising that. And again, perhaps there might be a little bit of envy there, maybe a little bit of jealousy that she herself, this anonymous woman, was not chosen to be the mother of the Lord. She also says, "And blessed are the breasts at which you nursed." Imagine that the Blessed Mother fed the creator of the universe, the second person of the Blessed Trinity who became a little baby. Mary nourished this little baby at her heart, at her breast, and fed the Son of God. So imagine this great blessing it would have been to be the mother of the Messiah, the mother of the Son of God. And so this woman shouts out, "Oh, how blessed this woman must be who gave you birth and who nursed you as an infant." But of course, the Lord is always interesting in his replies and his responses. And he wants to remind people that don't be envious, don't be jealous that you were not the one to give me birth. You can still be blessed if you listen to the word of God and if you obey it in your own life. So St. Augustine says that Mary is twofold the mother of Jesus. She's the mother of Jesus because she gave him birth, but she's also his disciple. She's his spiritual mother because she listened to the word of God and obeyed it. And so we too can be blessed. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it and obey it." And the beautiful thing is that Mary is the one who heard the word of God and observed it perfectly. No one else on earth ever responded as lovingly, as generously, as willingly as our Blessed Mother. She is that perfect role model for all of us, of someone who hears the word of God and observes it and keeps it. So this is not putting down his Blessed Mother. It's reminding people that don't be envious, don't be jealous just because you didn't physically give birth to the Son of God. You can still be blessed if you become my disciple, if you listen to the word of God and keep it and observe it and live it. And so we see, how did our Blessed Mother hear the word of God? How did the Blessed Mother observe it? Well, we see every place the Blessed Mother is mentioned, we see her so lovingly and generously obeying the will of God. The angel Gabriel came to her and asked her to give God a human nature. And she said, "Behold, I am the slave of the Lord. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word, according to your will." So Mary heard the word of God spoken to her by the angel Gabriel. She accepted it 100% willingly. And then when she was inspired to go to visit her cousin Elizabeth, Mary generously and immediately left the comfort of her home and traveled that long distance to take care of Elizabeth, to help with the birth of John the Baptist. Then when Joseph said, "We have to flee this area and leave Bethlehem," she readily went to Egypt for a number of years to keep the Christ child safe. So she was obedient in every way. And in the presentation in the temple, Jewish law said that at 40 days they would present the child to the temple and dedicate it to God. So Mary again willingly, obediently obeyed the Mosaic law and took the Christ child to the temple for the ceremony of the redemption. At every moment of Our Lady's life, the wedding feast of Cana, we have her say, "Do whatever he tells you." Standing at the foot of the cross, she heard those words of Christ speaking 7 times from the cross, and Mary stood with great heroism and dedication at the foot of the cross. And then she was also, of course, at the resurrection. She was not one of the women who went early on Sunday morning to anoint the dead body of Christ. Mary knew he was going to rise from the dead. So the Lord most likely appeared to our Blessed Mother privately and revealed the resurrection. Then we see Mary at Pentecost in the middle of the apostles, and her prayer drew the Holy Spirit down upon the early church and upon the apostles. So yes, Mary is truly blessed. She carried the Christ child in her womb for 9 months. She nursed him at her breast, but she's even more blessed because she heard the word of God and kept it.